Well, Willie Nelson's headquarters in Luck, Texas, torn apart by some recent storms, on Monday posted pictures and wrote, "Our beautiful Luck wasn't so lucky. Last week's tornado-forced winds ripped several buildings apart, including the bank and the post office in Luck, Texas. Also left the Willie Nelson headquarters holding up by a splinter." He said, though, "Glad to report no one was hurt, and we will rebuild."
A new survey found that half the people on a diet become obsessed talking about it. The top five things they bring up are what they've been cooking, what they've eaten today, the calories and what kind of food you're eating, the right foods for you to have, and the amount of alcohol you drink.
This guy might be the world's oldest stalker. An 85-year-old man in Japan was just arrested for stalking an 80-year-old woman. He met her, this is a little creepy, he met her because she was in the same hospital room as his wife. His wife passed away, and all of a sudden he starts stalking her hospital roommate. That's weird.
That's a little bit much.
Yeah.
This dummy, he's a 49-year-old Mexican drug lord, one of the biggest in Mexico. He was arrested this week because he bought a ticket for yesterday's World Cup match under his own real name.
Why would you use your own name if you know people are looking for you?
He got lazy, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's the most wanted drug trafficker for the U.S., and he will be extradited back to Brazil to face charges.
20-year-old topless model from England was on probation for assaulting two police officers back in 2012. She missed her probation meeting, but she explained to the judge she had a good legitimate reason. She was in Belgium, enlarging to a 32H.
Woo!
Wow. The judge bought that story and let her off with a warning. Think he was influenced in that case at all?
Maybe a little bit. Kind of distracted.